Good morning. We begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The word of truth we consider today is from Romans 14. We read verses 7 through 9. None of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So how does this work? Having Jesus as the invisible Lord of you and your life. How does that play out exactly in practical terms? Well, we can count on some definite things to be true when Jesus is in charge. When he makes a statement, it is guaranteed to be right every time. Only the truth comes from him. No mistakes. When he makes a promise, it is going to happen. He will not let you down even once. When he gives you a command, he knows what he is doing. He could never lead you astray, especially when he tells you what to believe. We should trust him, for example, when he says, all of our sins are forgiven. He ought to know. He paid the price to make that happen. Trust him when he says, if you die one day, you, having died in faith, will rise from the grave on the last day in perfect condition. The fact that he made that happen for himself is the sign that he'll do the same for all of us and our departed Christian loved ones. The Lord Jesus, you see, is more than talk. He backs up his words with action, and he has the supreme authority of God himself. That fact that he lives in constant immortality qualifies him to be in charge, not only of the truth that we believe, but even the way we live our life. He gets to be in charge of every aspect of our existence, from the home and beyond. The dynamic of a Christian family comes to mind, how husband and wife relate to each other as a Christian couple, how parents, children, and siblings do the same in the family. Let the Lord determine how you treat each other as fellow Christians, and also how you reach out with the gospel to other people. Let Jesus shape your attitude toward money and material things so that you see them only as instruments to be used for his purposes, his service, his glory. That all sounds good on paper, right? That's the way it should be. But we know from experience that this will be a constant work in progress with many setbacks. We have to fight the urge to do it our way. We have to fight the urge to rebel against him. And disobedience to the Lord is exactly that. Rebellion against him. Sin, of which we need to repent daily. And when you do that, when you repent, you go right back to your place under him. Under the one who is not some cruel, heartless, oppressive dictator that we need to overthrow. To the contrary, and unlike so many human leaders, Jesus gets out in front and leads by example. More than that, he rules by grace and by gift. He motivates us to follow him because he loved us first. And he loved us so much in the sacrificing of himself. How could we say no to a king like that? When he functions so perfectly as leader and Lord of who we are, what we face, and what we do. Yes, you'll be blessed by walking the right path, blessed in many ways. Well, that blessing, of course, comes mainly in his word. What he tells us, what Christ tells us in the Bible, will be the real answers to some very big issues of life. The Lord lays it all out, this path from start to finish. Where we came from as the result of his creation. Why we are here in this world as his people. Where he is working to bring us one day as the heirs of God. When you face the burden of guilt along that path, he shows you where to drop it off at his cross and keep walking burden-free, having a clear conscience. When dealing with the strains and the stress of life, Jesus gives you the promises of his strength, mercy, and deliverance. When facing that final trial of our own death, should that come, he answers with his promise of resurrection victory and the blood-bought hope of heaven. We depend on these words from him as the core way that he exerts his lordship in our lives and his leadership governing our hearts. Now let's ask one more thing. Would we give such attention and devotion, such high honor, such allegiance in the form of worship, prayer, offerings to a merely dead person? Someone still in the grave right now. No way. We worship Jesus and hang on his every word because he lives in glory. We accept his complete authority over us and thrive because of that, because he lives in victory. Jesus is the Lord of you, and that's a good thing. May you embrace it, love it, live it every day under his counsel, his care, and his conquering control of our past, present, and future. Amen. We close our worship singing hymn 51, all the stanzas. 51.